This is AM 930, 100.3 FM, WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And we're going to talk about the food safety. The World Food Safety Day is on June 7th, created by the World Health Organization, looking to help inspire action to prevent, detect, and manage foodborne risks and other challenges and making food is safe. And who knows, the technology is a big part of this, and IBM technology is help here to promote some food safety. We have Suzanne Livingston, director of the IBM Food Trust Network, joining us to talk about it. Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Now, how does technology play into the food chain? Talk about some of the things that IBM is doing to help keep our food safe.
Well, I'm happy to share. We have been working on tackling food safety and food transparency for a few years. What we can tell you is it's really hard to track food today. If you look at the food on your table, sometimes it's traveled up to 2,500 miles just to get there. And the reality is when you go shopping to buy that food, you don't necessarily know where it's come from, you don't know where it's traveled, and you don't know what the conditions have been regarding that food. So what we did is we said we can use blockchain technology to allow companies to trace food from the source, all the way from a farm to the store, even to a consumer. So you can scan that food product and find out where it's been. Is it subject to any illnesses? And also help with the supply chain in general.
Can you give us kind of a definition of what blockchain technology is, in layman's terms, I guess?
Sure. So think of blockchain as a way for every participant in the food supply chain, in this case, to share data about food. And why blockchain is special in this case is blockchain allows each player in the food supply chain to own and manage their own data, and it's immutable. No one else can touch it. No one else can edit it. So it's more trusted. I don't have to worry about my data being edited by somebody else. And that means that they get to keep ownership of their data and also that they have a willingness to share, even with other companies who are part of their network. And that gives us a way to collect data from every party who's involved in that journey of food and be able to compare where it's been, how long it's been there, and even collect other data like condition information or cold chain data so we know how well it's been kept to temperature. And that's what gives us a trusted and permission system for companies to store that data.
Now, if I shop at a farmer's market, a lot of times I might have one link in the chain. I'm talking to the guy who planted the seed, who harvested it, who now put it on my table, so to speak. How many chains can there possibly be, and what kind of foods have you kind of used as maybe a test for this or even started implementing this kind of procedure?
Oh, it's so complex. There are so many different supply chains for food, so many unique ones, and it's constantly changing, very dynamic. If you think about one farm may be supplying a food product to retail stores today, and it may be a different one tomorrow or in the next week, and it's constantly changing. And the supply chains for these food products are very long. Some are international. Think about food products that are coming from other parts of the world that have to travel many, many different hops before they make it to your grocery store. For example, we have a food company who is chasing olive oil all the way from Europe in order to get to consumers so that they can see the source of origin for that olive oil, especially when there's been a lot of fraudulent claims made in olive oil. They really want consumers to know that they can trust the source of their food. Or another one, for example, in New England, we have scallops that are harvested and shipped all the way across the country to California. And we want consumers to know that those scallops are fresh. So consumers can go into a store or a restaurant, scan a QR code that's on the menu, and then see when were those scallops harvested? Are they truly fresh or not? And then lastly, we have a new company who has joined who will be sharing that they are a Norwegian salmon producer. Many times you might go into a grocery store, for example, there's Whole Foods, where they supply much of the Norwegian salmon for Whole Foods, and you want to know, how fresh is that salmon? What has the salmon been subject to? What kinds of feed have gone into raising that salmon? And now consumers can do that via QR codes right in the stores. So all these complex chains have a lot of movement, and we dynamically track that as it's happening through the food supply.
Technology changes, it evolves. Is there a next for you and this effort?
Absolutely. Consumer traceability is number one on many brands and food companies' minds. We, as consumers, are demanding more and more information. For example, you know, I have a young family. When I go shopping, I want to know that the food products I'm buying are safe to serve to my family, and I'm not unlike many others out there. So we see at the end of this month, we're actually going to be launching a new add-on for our network that allows food brands and food companies to share all the good data that they're collecting about their food products directly with consumers. And that is part of our overall platform. So anyone who has a food product can share it, even that farmer's market, if they were going to sell it in another location and they wanted consumers to know that it was available. And then we've also gone beyond consumer traceability, even into quality and origin and farm conditions, so that companies have more trust in each other as they do business.
Well, you talk about trust, and you're a member of the IBM Food Trust Network. What's your responsibility there, Suzanne?
I head product management. So my team is responsible for picking out the biggest problems to solve in the food industry and aligning what we build to go solve them. And problem number one was being able to perform traceability and recall in the event of a food safety issue. And that's really where we've spent a lot of our effort and energy on building that product.
So if there was some kind of illness that came out, they could kind of trace the food, know the source, maybe find out long where it went to, and then, you know, find where the culprit of the illness might be, I guess. What about food waste? We always talk about there's so much food, but it just sometimes goes to waste. How is something like this kind of maybe streamline or help reduce food waste, if at all?
Absolutely. So in the case that we were just talking about in recall, that's a great example where there's a significant amount of waste. If you look at when there's a recall on food, typically the whole food category is recalled, meaning all of that one food product is removed from the store shelf. If you think back to just about the Thanksgiving time, there was a recall for romaine. What do the stores do? They typically pull all of that product off the shelves, and that becomes food waste. Now, that is because up until we had traceability at this level, or our blockchain technology, we haven't been able to find what is the root source of the contamination quickly, and then once we know where that source of contamination is, find all the product that has been created from it. Now, because we have blockchain, because we have multiple companies that are sharing this data, once we know where that source is, we are able to go into our platform and find all instances of the food product, even if it was turned into something else. For example, you have romaine lettuce that's harvested in one area, but it's actually turned into another product. Maybe it's in a sandwich, for example. We can still find where all instances of that lot of product are and where what volume is still left in each store. So the idea is, let's use that to guide our recall rather than to waste all of the food that's on the shelf. In the cases for companies who aren't solely focused on food safety, they're also using it for general waste, like where are the outflows of my product less than my inflows? And that tells them that there may be cases of product or pallets of product that have been subject to conditions that make them no longer saleable. So this is helping them identify, where are those food waste issues in my supply chain? How can I zero in on them so I can go fix the source of the problem?
If people, consumers, want to find out more, maybe get involved, also be able to know how to look for these things to scan, where do they get information on this?
The best place to go is our site, easy to find, ibm.com/food.